Passion, drive, and patience. The formula of winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything for you to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED lights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has it covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices that you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP it needs to be and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Again, ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Sorry for the little delay, family. Oh. Being a dad sometimes sucks.
I mean, can you explain?
Oh, no.
Okay.
You know, you just sometimes you got to have tough love. Sometimes you have to make unpopular decisions.
I mean, everything's okay, though, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good.
Standard teenage boy shit.
Sure.
Standard teenage boy shit, but you got to roll in like a pimp sometimes and fucking take control of the situation.
You're not a dad if you don't.
I'm not going to be a very popular person after the show today.
Uh-oh.
That's all I'm saying.
But I mean, you're not a good dad if you don't put your foot down sometimes.
Yeah, well, I'm going to.
Oh boy.
And it's going to be fucking crazy.
Uh-oh. Pew, pew,
pew. Oh, Tyler, I hope you're not watching cuz it won't be fucking fun, kid.
Oh no.
Should be doing your homework. Not be worried about what the fuck I'm doing over here.
Oh,
but I'll be home shortly.
Uh-oh. Are you going to open up a can of whoop-ass?
Mm-hmm. Well, I can't physically whoop-ass shit. I probably couldn't physically whoop-ass you. As you're, look at your array of shit over there.
I needed sustenance. I needed energy. Stop doing that.
She's got a whole collection. Always.
Stop doing.
Look,
what?
She's got a bottle of Fiji water, a bottle of regular water.
It looks like
water.
Publix over there.
What's that blue can?
Monster.
Monster. I needed energy.
Oh, so you got a Monster?
Yeah, blue Monster.
And then you got hey, your coffee?
Yes. Blitz, I saw. Did you tell Chubbies to shove it up their ass? I mean, for my Amazon watch order?
I tried to cancel it. Did they cancel it finally?
I don't know.
It says it takes a day or two to get back to you.
Yeah. You received a message from the Amazon seller, Chubby's Tech. Apple Series, blah, blah, blah. Hello, dear Bubba. We do apologize for the delays of your shipment. There are delays due to most recent snowstorms across the U.S. Blitz, how the fuck much longer do you have to keep running that story?
Amazon said if you'd like to cancel your order, you can cancel it because it should have already been there.
Right.
But because you bought it through a third party, you didn't buy it through Amazon. You got to go through them and not the Amazon store. Plus, you know you bought a refurbished one, right? It's used. You bought a used one. So,
I feel like he didn't mean to do that.
Hopefully they'll cancel your order.
Fucking assholes.
Because Amazon said that they should be able to cancel it.
What a bunch of dicks. Blitz, can you make sure that my review of Chubbies is seen?
Maybe.
Fucking assholes. First of all, Blitz, on the watch ad that I bought, did it say refurbished?
Yes.
No, it did not.
Yes, it does.
Mm. Oh my God. Looking,
Apple Watch Series 6, GPS and cellular, space gray aluminum case with black sport band, renewed.
Renewed?
Yeah, that means it's used.
Oh, okay. Well, now they're using new words for fucking refurb.
They always have.
Refurbed is refurb,
nope.
Not fucking renewed.
No, Amazon calls
it
renewed.
I'm done. This show's pissing me off.
Sorry, Tyler.
Shut up. Tyler would never speak in that manner. Motherfucker, I wish he'd be. I wish
I was saying, sorry we got you mad, because I know, you know, that's what I was saying, sorry for.
Oh, sorry, Tyler. Yeah, I thought you were calling me Tyler.
No.
That means it's going to be worse.
He would never have an outburst like that towards me, ever. I would fucking.
Oh, I know that.
Oh. But you are lathering me up, knowing that I have to have a conversation with him, and you got me lathered.
I know I wasn't. That wasn't the
fucking. You know, especially if Tyler is listening and he goes, "Hey, Dad, I know you're mad about the renewed deal." I punch him right between the eyes.
Oh boy,
he's gonna. I know what he's gonna say. Hey, that renewed watch is badass.
Yeah, the one that I don't got. The one that you got snookered for 416 large on, Cuzzo.
Oh. I mean, you will get your money back, or what you might have to do is you might have to wait for it to actually get here and then return it. And then get
my credit card and my debit card already paid it out.
Correct. You're going to have to wait. That's why you should always buy it through Amazon or an Amazon. It, make sure it's shipped. It can be sold by somebody else, but shipped by Amazon. Never buy.
I
never
don't know
buy,
all the ins and outs of fucking Amazon.
Never buy it third party because then you're screwed.
Fuck. Look, like somebody in Texas.
It's a great company.
No, but I mean, no, it's not a great company.
Amazon is.
Oh, Amazon right, is, yeah. The, oh, is the best. Fuck, number one with a bullet. But Chubb's Tech can suck my dick.
Yeah, suck them.
Ew.
No, seriously, Chubby's Tech, fuck off.
Yeah.
You schneichners. And
how
did
much
longer
buying from Chubby's
Tech? And how much longer can you keep running with the fucking snowstorm in this? And like, really, that was like 2 weeks ago.
Well, New York's still cold.
Cold is one thing.
Maybe they're having. I think they're having snowstorms. I don't really know.
You don't know
when?
Shit.
Snowstorm.
Well,
you don't know,
I don't know
shit.
You're right. I
you
don't
shut
know.
Up too.
Okay. Good night.
Eat.
Banana Shmama.
Yeah, she needs a choking.
Lummy's been really mean to me this
week. One of my friends sent me a text.
Okay.
And said, Anna, you may have messed up during hot mic. You may have messed up. And if somebody really knows, if they're listening intently during hot mic, it will prove that you and Blitz are blasting.
Wait, what?
I'm
now?
Just saying.
So how's that?
I don't know. They said, you messed up. My friend
How did
says,
I mess up?
My friend says you messed up. He says, Anna has definitely confirmed her and Blitz are hooking up. She wasn't paying attention to being on camera. Oh, what? I need somebody to let me know about this. What is going on?
Yeah, I need to know about this as well.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, don't. Hey, listen, if you guys know about it, don't say anything because Blitz will ruin your life on chat. So you got to be careful on who you tell it. Lummy, it might be like just us versus them. You know what I'm saying?
Toronto Terry.
Yeah, yes, sir, Bubba, whatever you want.
Toronto Terry. Just want to know.
That's a different person.
Gross. Toronto Terry's a...
Hey, they're telling me to, telling me to sniff it out. They're telling me to sniff it out.
They said sniff his fingers immediately.
They're saying to sniff it out.
It's going to smell like an orange.
They're saying, you know, Bubba keeps... They're saying, Bubba... Do you guys want me to stay on this? Because is there something here? Is there something here? Or I just need to let it go? Or is there something here? Chat would know. Because my friend saw it on Hot Mic. And so if...
I want to know what they saw.
Yeah, me too.
Iggy said he's not scared. Real John from Naples, 1,000 bits.
I ain't scared of Blitz, but I'm scared of Blitz ruining. Like, Blitz could really... Like, Blitz is a dick. Like, you know? Like, the jig might be up on Blitz. If you two guys are doing it, why don't you let us know? Why can't we be happy for you? Look at they're saying there's something there. Did something happen on camera?
I don't know.
That would indicate.
Did I do something?
Is Blitz a hugger?
I am a hugger.
He is. No, you're not. Just with her. You know, you don't want to ever hug nobody else.
I've seen him hug you before.
Yeah, that's it. I'm the only other person he would hug.
Hold on.
I got a hug.
I hugged Lummy like a week or so ago.
And the only reason he doesn't hug me anymore because I always go right for his gun. I always try to say, where's that? Where's that? Mm-hmm. I try to hit it. To blow his kneecaps off so I could finally
be taller.
I'm tired of being short and him being able to see the top of my head and my bald spot. So, Your Honor, I blew off his kneecaps. I disguised it as a hug around the waist deal. Sorry that he's, you know, got cut to the knees. Blitz, you might still be taller than me on your knees, though.
Let's find maybe. Out. No, get on your knees, Blitz. Sorry.
You guys having a flashback from last
I was
Saturday?
Say, wow.
When did Reagan get back? Exactly. You guys are going. Blitz has probably been taking on a pillar to post with that hair of hers.
No. Her boyfriend spent the night last night.
Oh, he did? Were they fucking?
Probably.
Did you hear him?
No. I did have to keep getting up to pee, but no, I didn't hear anything.
Is he a snorer? Is she a cuddler? That bitch looks like a cuddler.
I think most women are cuddlers. I'm a cuddler. Oh, I cuddle myself all the time. See? Mm-mm.
No, but like if you got a guy, do you like want to be up in the fucking cuddle?
Hell
shit?
Yeah.
No. But fuck, you're making me
I'm
hot.
Really not like a cuddler. I feel like I'm kind of like a latcher on her.
Yeah.
Like I want to squeeze the
shit
out of you.
I'd be like, yes, stop.
I like to squeeze. Like just
I like it, but like if I'm in bed laying on my back and the girl comes and like kind of lays on my chest, like puts her arm around me and shit.
Mm-hmm. She can come and put her head on my chest, but she better be touching my wiener. I mean, the only time you can put your head on my chest is if you're touching my wiener. You're not touching my wiener.
I mean, that's kind of nice too, but
no, listen,
it doesn't always have to be that.
No, it does. If you don't touch my wiener, then you need to get on your side of the bed. We're watching this show, okay? Stop fucking around with me. I'm busy.
Do you like to be squeezed, Quoz?
No. No, I like to be sucked. That's it.
And then left alone.
And I like to be sucked.
I like to squeeze quotes.
And left alone.
I like to be squeezed.
I like to suck. I'd squeeze quotes enough to just crack your back. And then be like, there's your squeeze.
But I latch on.
Yeah, that's nice.
Like a little latcher on her?
Yeah. Especially because it's been so long.
You're probably needy. You're probably real fucking needy.
I'm 100% needy. And especially now, since it's been so long, I mean, I don't think I'm ever letting go.
Let me just say, like, if you and I were dating,
yeah.
Tell me if you could live by these, independent standards, okay? maybe you can come over on Friday, and maybe we're like, well, fuck, on Friday.
and then you gotta leave.
And then...
Can I stay the night? Can we cuddle?
Yep, you can stay the night. No cuddling. No cuddling.
But I need to cuddle. These are my needs, Bubba. I need to cuddle you.
Then you're dating.
And I
want to
be
guy.
The big spoon.
You're dating the wrong guy. I'm just not going to try to lie.
I'm
going to
squeeze quoze you.
So then Saturday,
all night long.
Then Saturday, I'm going to go to the track, and you can
go
back.
Can I come?
You can.
Are you mad at me?
Maybe.
Are you mad at me?
But if you do go to the track, you're going to have to work. Like you know, you're going to get. I'm going to give. You're going to be fucking working.
Pick
can
up
I
rocks.
Sit on, can I sit on your lap while we?
No.
While you ride the grader.
No, but you can clean the bathrooms, and pick up rocks.
Can we pick up rocks together, hold hands, and put them in the bucket?
I don't pick up rocks. But you can use my four-wheeler while you pick up rocks.
Can we hold hands when we walk around the track?
No, and we're not holding hands on the way up there either. And don't try to fucking hold my hand when I'm up there, okay?
Can we hold hands on the drive there?
I'm texting, okay? I don't got time to hold your hand.
No, the best thing ever is when you're driving and you put your hand on a girl's lap, like on her thigh.
If I want to finger her, that's one thing.
I'm not saying finger her.
I'm just saying. I'm like saying, the only way I'm going to put my hand on your thigh is just I'm trying to finger you. If my hand's on your thigh, I'd like to finger you. If not, then just keep it to yourself over there. I'm texting.
Maybe we can like
my left hand's
do
on
the
wheel,
holding hand signal while you drive.
My left hand's on the wheel, and my right hand's texting.
Or we play with each other's hands on the drive.
No,
where you're like boop 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 boop.
Anna, do you just watch? Do you like do information?
She just watches Lifetime all day. Yeah. And wants to be in love.
What if I do?
So hold on, I'm going through. Okay, then Sunday you got to go home.
Are you going to come with me?
No, you're staying at my place Friday and Saturday, and then you're leaving and going back to your place.
With you, together,
no,
as one.
You're taking your car.
With interlocked fingers.
You're taking your car, pulling out of my sister's driveway, and you're, oh, by the way, I live with my sister, and don't be loud, and oh, you can only come and go from this entrance, because the other one's hers. Get the fuck out of here, and then text me that you made it home okay, and then...
Oh, because you care about me?
Yeah.
Oh, thanks.
And then, if I'm not passed out on my pills... I might answer you the next day, but if it takes me to like noon the next day or so to get back to you, don't fucking get needy on my
shit.
So be it. Don't get fucking needy. I don't want to hear any of your bullshit. And then about Wednesday, Thursday, we'll start making maybe some plans for Friday, but I could have to go to the track and be busy.
Okay, well, I'll just come with you to the track.
No, you went one time. You're not
going
to go.
No,
go
I'm
again.
Going every time.
No. That's not how it works.
And this is why Anna's single.
Because I want to spend time with my boyfriend.
And that's right. All a shoot. Like, Big Red right now just said, that's a fucking shoot.
Oh, it is a shoot.
That is absolutely a fucking shoot. And regardless of how many there are, I think
it might even be stiffer than that.
It's way stiffer than that.
I know.
Tyler looks at me sometimes and goes, oh my God, Dad, are you fucking kidding me what you just said?
Yeah. What is your pet name for me?
You? Anna?
No.
Oh, you like if we're dating?
Yeah, you're like, hey, boo. Hey, babe.
Babe.
Just babe?
Standard. Yeah.
And I'm your only babe, right?
No. I mean, yeah and no. You could be the only one, but there could be a couple more. There doesn't happen to be a couple more right now.
Well, no.
But there, I have the ability.
If we're in a relationship, then you don't get to fuck anybody else.
Okay, well, guess what? The deal's off. Where we're going to start and stop this is the fucking word in itself, relationship. We're fucking friends. We're hanging out.
You're my boyfriend.
No, I'm not. Do not give me that title.
Oh, you're my boyfriend. And we're together, and we're going to be together forever.
And you're not going to change your relationship standards on your fucking Facebook.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, she'd do that after the first date if she could get one.
My shit. And you know what? Whether I have 10 on that deal or zero, I don't give a fuck anymore. Porn is so good.
That's true.
Like, you don't really need a bitch to fucking drive you insane. I used to be afraid to be alone. Now I'm afraid not to be alone. For real.
I know.
Like, I used to be afraid. Think about it. This is fucking brilliant. Think about this. I used to be afraid to be alone.
That's now, a shoot.
That, yeah. Like, Blitz would literally, I'd make him watch me go to sleep.
Yeah.
What?
Part of his job. Like, Blitz.
Oh, I'd come over. Hold on. So I would go hang out with them on, like, football Sundays. And Bubby would be like, there's nobody else here. Can you stay? I'm like, I guess. And he's like, no, please. Like, I need someone here. Like, you have to stay here. And then, like, we'd go in his bedroom.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
And then, no, hold on. We'd go in the bedroom, and then I would go to bed, and he would sit in this big huge massage chair beside me, pretty far away. I mean, like, you don't understand. It's a big house.
You think that was weird at any point, Blitz?
Like, I didn't have my wiener out or nothing.
I know. I was waiting. I mean, yeah, no.
No. And I go, Blitz. And then I would just pass out because I'd be on pills.
He would start to fall asleep, and if I thought he was asleep, I'd get up and walk out, and he'd go, where are you going? I'm not asleep yet.
Blitz would go like, I'm just going to go. Yeah, I think I got to
make urine.
And then he'd finally creep out, and then half the times he'd just spend the night, and then the other time he'd go home. So then I'd wake up in the morning, like, it was like, well, if I'm when it wasn't doing, it was like if it was in the, like, the weekend, I'd go see if he was in his room or not. Mm-hmm. And sometimes he'd be in there, be like, okay, good, he stayed.
And then, yeah, and
I didn't want to be alone.
Yeah, and then like one time, because
I had so many people in my life at all the times that I needed all this. I needed like the boys hanging out
with me. You had Jim Tapp living there for a while, and then he moved out.
Yeah.
And then like I came over one day to watch Super Bowl or football on the weekend. And you're like, hey, can you stay? I was like, yeah, I'll stay. And you're like, no. Forever.
Yeah, like be my roommate.
Yeah, you're like forever. Like, don't
go home.
So
Blitz goes, what, how much are you going to charge me? I go, nothing, buddy. I'm going to give you a credit card for expenses.
Oh, my God.
I go, I'm not charging you shit. You can live in this big-ass mansion. You can drive anything that I got. Mm-hmm. And here's an American Express gold car to go get the groceries, whatever you need.
I drove that Jag probably as much as you did.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Here's a convertible Jag. Drive it. Like, I don't care. Just be my friend. And, like, I need a guy. Like, I need a, you know. Like, I don't need a boyfriend, but I need a guy friend to be hanging out with me.
Were you ever like that with women?
Well, hold on, Anna. No. Anna, you know, bring up a good point in chat. You know, for someone that acts like a real deep, bitchy, picky person, you really want basic, like, Hallmark relationship.
Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah, well, why are you so picky then?
I'm a girl.
Why are you so picky?
Because maybe I don't want that with anybody.
So
I don't know, but I like that.
Anyway, I just want everybody to know.
When I lived there, hold on. When I lived there, Bubba, like, his fridge had usually just one thing in it. Diet Sunkist.
I like Diet Sunkist.
That's all you ever had in there.
And chips and dip.
And chips and dip. And that was
and
it.
And frozen pizzas. Because I had the pizza maker.
But, like, you always had people coming over. So I would go to the store, and I'd buy, like, Coke, Pepsi, Diet Coke, waters, and, like, have stuff in there so that people came over. And he's like, what are you buying all this shit for?
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, you're making millions of dollars and you're complaining about a $30.
So then on, I had a bunch. Listen, I don't give a fuck if people try to use this against me. I'm going to go ahead and admit to it. I don't give a fuck. We're on the after show, bitch.
Right.
God, I wish we could get 1,000 people up in here that I really get loose.
You really like a Diet Sunkist, though?
Not really.
Oh.
No, he doesn't drink it really anymore.
I really don't drink anything but just I have two monsters a day and water. That's it.
You used to just pound the Diet Sunkist.
Sometimes I'll get a little fancy for some milk, so I'll drink a little glass of milk. But Blitz, I don't think that kills me, that Fairlife
the milk you drink is all right. And every now and then, you drink like a Mountain Dew every now and then. Or like a real
lactose
Coke.
Free.
What's that?
Is that the lactose free milk?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's good.
Oh, it's so fucking good.
Yeah, it's not that bad.
So, you know, I may have maybe one or two glasses of that a week.
Yeah, that's fine.
But I don't drink alcohol. I don't smoke cigarettes.
You never really drank ever, huh?
Mm-mm, nope.
Not really.
Ever?
Ever.
No. So I'm going to admit to something. I wish we had 1,000 in here. But I was like making all kinds of money, so I give a fuck about money.
Mm-hmm.
I had a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
I had so much money, Lummy, that I went one time and paid $78,000 for a new car and put it on my American Express. Real.
Well, which car was it?
I think it was Heather's brand new Escalade, I think.
Oof. Oh, okay.
I don't know which. I know it was $78,000, okay. And I fucking put it right on my credit card, my American Express black card.
Here, Bob, run this.
Yeah, I did. I flipped it out. I go, hey, I just put it on there. Yeah. Like, you know, it's doing through. I don't know, bitch. It'll go right on through.
I get points. That's what you used to say.
Then some stripper sold my... I can't even tell you about
that.
Oh,
no.
Some stripper stole my Nikon. Remember my whole Nikon setup?
What's that?
Well, remember, you had a guy Remember the guy? I don't know if you want to say his name. You had a guy working for you. You had that really nice video camera too, and all that shit got stolen.
Yeah, and my Nikon with the big Super Zen. Mm-hmm. I had about $15,000 or $20,000 worth of Nikon stuff. Mm-hmm. Some bitch stole.
Mm-hmm.
I've been robbed.
That lens itself was like $4,000 or $5,000 just one lens.
Anyway, Anna, I had so much money that I would buy weed, lots of weed, and mm-hmm. I'd never touched weed in my life. I never even tried weed till I was 46.
Yep. It was just for like party favors for other people.
Yep, like all my boys smoked weed. Everybody.
Kind of like Brent. How you said you had a lot of alcohol at your house, but for everybody else.
Oh yeah, never drank. I'd have.
Well, no, hold on. You never smoked weed. You would drink occasionally.
Yeah, like, but you wouldn't get super fucked up.
No.
No.
That's so weird.
I'm the exact same way.
So I would buy weed and have it for like Brent, Coco, everybody who smoked weed.
Didn't you try it?
I don't know. I was like, I don't know. You know, I want to fucking try it. I just got so much money. I just want to fucking buy it.
Right.
And I'd buy it, and then I would break it all up like I was doing shit, and I didn't even do anything with it.
He would take like a half a pound on his kitchen table and just spend all day long just breaking it up into little pieces.
I wish we were friends then. And now.
I would have fucked the shit out of you.
Really? Yep. You think? What if I tried to cuddle you? Would you?
I would have fucked it.
He would have fucked you, and then you would have went to go cuddle, and he would have like, bitch, go home.
But what if I said cried no? And cried.
Then you would not be back.
Yeah.
What if I said no?
No, you would have.
What if I just latched on?
Me or Coco would have grabbed you by the arms, kicked you out the front door, and you've never been there again.
No, one time there was a girl that was being a little bit not cool, and I literally said, Coco, grab her fucking cleats and fucking take her to the airport.
I've had to take a bitch to the airport as well.
Yeah. I'm just saying. I don't even feel good about all this stuff. I feel bad. I'm so sorry for everybody.
It's okay.
It's where I've come from. But I mean, like, I've never been really love
story. You give me a $100 bill, you're like, here, give us to her and make her tell her that she'll be happy with this and get her out of here.
No services rendered. Just get the fuck out of here.
Right.
Here's $100.
Take her back to the airport. She cried the whole way.
Yeah. God, that was mean.
And then she asked me, she's like, would you date me? She's like, if I came back into town, would you date me? And I was like, probably not. And
you said that?
Me?
You should have said, yeah, of course.
In my head, I'm thinking,
oh, yeah.
Fuck no.
Then she's blowing Blitz across the bridge, and, and then.
No, she didn't.
Did she blow you?
Nothing.
Nothing?
She wanted, she was trying. And I mean, like, looking back, I probably should have let her, but.
Always let a bitch blow you.
I know.
You could just close your eyes and think it's like,
No, she was hot.
Yeah. Oh, she was that blonde bitch, wasn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was hot. I just. No.
Don't ever say no in a head from a hot girl. Ever. Yeah. That's Pimp 101 right there, right? Lemmy, what is it?
That's Pimp 101, boss.
What's Pimp 101?
You're Pimp 101. And letting a chick blow you no matter when she wants to do it. You always let her blow you. You never turn it down.
Did you ever meet a blowjob you didn't like?
Oh, yeah. Some girls have no idea what the fuck they're doing.
Like, did they bite it?
You still tell them they're all right. But
I'll just be like, come on, let's do something else. You're not, I mean, it's not.
You do tell them they're not cutting it?
No, you tell them you like it, but let's just do something else.
Yeah, but they're like, they have no idea what the fuck they're doing.
Right. But you never tell them that because then you'll never get it again.
But on the other end of the spectrum, when you get a girl that really knows the craft.
Oh,
woo! You're like, holy shit!
What'd you say?
I mean, girls got skills. I mean, like, same with you, Anna. Like, if a guy's going down on you and he doesn't know what he's doing, it's one thing. But if a guy really knows what he's doing, I mean, well, you've never really had a guy that knew what he was doing on that deal. Pray tell.
Wow.
You think?
Have you had good oral and have you had bad?
I don't think I've ever had like bad. I've had better.
Yeah, so there you have.
But I wouldn't say it was like ever bad. I feel like it's hard to fuck that up.
No, there's. I mean, not that I'm a girl, but I'm just saying I've been told some guy just goes.
Yeah, I mean,
I have no idea what the fuck they're doing.
But the difference is, a guy, like, if you're getting a blowjob from a girl, that's 99% physical. A girl, like. 90% of it is mental. If you can get her in the right mental state, then whether you know what you're doing or not, it'll still be okay.
That is true. Like, there's been times where I know it's good, but I'm just in a different space.
Right.
So it's hard to get into it.
Yeah.
It's like when Blitz is doing it, you close your eyes and wish it was Tomas.
Wish it was DCAP.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Now, your dream guy.
Thank you, chat, for getting me back to center. They're like, Bubba kind of got squirreled off the Anna Blitz, sniffer.
Yeah. So, I want to know what they saw.
It was working for a while.
Yeah. What did I do?
So, like, does anybody know? Is it fake news?
I have no idea.
Like, my buddy's not texted me back and given me the indicator as to what happened. Like,
I don't know who this buddy is.
Oh, well, you have my phone cloned.
I really don't.
You do. He goes, Anna just confirmed that her and Blitz are hooking up. She wasn't.
Anna's non-existent. Sex life, $10 cash.
She wasn't paying attention to her being on camera. So, Anna, there's something. Now, again. Now, is there something? Now, chat sees and knows all.
Yeah.
And so, what was it? Was it the coffee spill hot mug? No.
No, that was yesterday.
No, what even? When was Blitz was? Wait, oh,
is it that Blitz comes in here and tries to deflect the heat from? Like, think about this, Lummy. I think I kind of understand it now. Blitz came in and completely got me off the fucking the dumb bitch spilled coffee deal. If that was yesterday. You,
did
no.
you say I grabbed his nuts?
They say that she grabbed his nuts. Did you grab Blitz's nuts?
What?
No.
I only
Blitz eats fried eggs
twice,
for breakfast.
Chad, you're a bunch of fucking liars.
Chad doesn't know shit.
Blitz, you were only in here
Blitz
twice,
is bringing
right?
the steam.
Why would I do that on camera? Or
hold on. And by the way, I did not stick up for her when she spilled that shit. I said that that's all she does is break shit around here.
Yeah, that's true.
It's partially true.
That's just trying to get us off the fucking, off the case here.
But that was the other day. That was.
Well,
today.
He came only in here twice, I believe.
Yeah.
He came in to tell me something real quick, and then he came in to watch chat because Anna
gave Blitz a bandit. Did you grab his ass?
No. What? No, I'm not an ass grabber.
What are you? Like, if you like a guy, what would you do?
Nothing.
Iggy says, awkward. Oops. Iggy says, I'm on to something. Anna's glowing even though she's bleeding.
Jesus.
Yeah, she is. We're talking about Blitz, and she's starting
it's
to glow.
My,
it, even though she tries to
bladder
be so.
Infection.
That's so hot.
Blitz
I have to
would
go again.
Split her with her with his tall, skinny penis.
Oh no!
Jesus.
She was meat gazing.
I was not meat gazing.
What would you do to a guy?
Oh, maybe she would. Bill Trucker, Bill, $25 cash.
But what
Blitz,
I do,
Blitz, Blitz, remember?
Let me sniff this out, buddy. Yeah, Lummy, come on.
Blitz,
fuck.
I think she was meat gazing because remember in the kitchen after the after show, she kept asking you about like you know the whole nurse thing about your shorts and everything. Maybe she was meat gazing at you.
I don't care.
I wasn't meat gazing.
I wish she'd meat gaze. Well, I don't want her meat gaze me because
I have meat gazed you before. Because you have your acorn just hanging out.
All right, so when you meet gazed me, what comes to mind? To like small, average, better than you thought?
No,
what?
I just go acorn, bubble.
Red Bull can.
Acorn.
Why do I got to be an fucking corn? I'm sick.
Hold on, so they're saying it's when I came into the chat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what does that even mean?
Yeah, what happened? I have to make your
I'm hungry. Are we over? Is it done?
Well, I'm trying
can I go
to
spank Tyler.
I'm trying to figure out what they saw that I missed.
Maybe she was staring at you when you were talking to chat.
I think she was looking right at your cock.
Oh my god!
While you were talking, and they caught her.
I don't blame her.
They caught her looking at your cock. You said you've looked at my cock, and you said it's an acorn. Can it be something more than that?
Well, you got them all shelved up that one time, and the camera was right on your penis. What am I supposed to do?
You're deflecting back to Bubba.
Yeah.
Or anybody.
What did you do when Blitz was in here?
Nothing. I didn't grab his nuts or his butt.
I need Iggy. I need to counsel. I got a 12 or 13 person council. Let me see how many people on my council. We're on a group text here. Hold on. Blitz used cheap coconut oil, gave Anna a bladder infection.
Anna's non-watered out beaver 1,000 bits.
That's bullshit. For the record, I use expensive coconut oil.
Use the organic stuff.
Lady.
Yeah.
All right, I'm trying to find. Oh, you're a lady, so he has to use the finest of coconut oil while fucking.
Obviously.
Organic, Willie.
11 people.
Cold pressed.
11
organic.
People are on my council.
What are you going to ask?
I'm going to say, does anybody. I'm okay, hold on. Does anyone know what might have.
Wait, was that like the tongue thing? The blowing kisses thing?
I was doing that to everybody.
Yeah, and I wasn't in the studio.
On hot mic with with regards to these fuckers will know Blitz and Anna fucking
stop
are being together. Stop. Being
Let's not be inappropriate.
Come a couple.
On. Inappropriate.
Here we go. Does anyone know what might have happened on Hot Mic with regards to Blitz and Anna being a couple? And these fucks, these are my counsel.
These fucks?
Iggy, Big Red, Wags, the Nashes, formerly Creatine, now Paper Tiger, Travis, Scott Landers, Bubba Light, Cabo Dog, JJ Charger, Airtight, Ski Pole, Sivering Niz, Biz, His Diz, Wiz Niz.
Those are a bunch of fucks.
Bunch of fucking pimps. Did I say Iggy's on there too? Did I say Iggy?
Yeah,
you said him first.
Iggy.
Oh, Iggy said he'll send you some screenshots.
Fucking Iggs, my man. Igg, I think Iggs coming to Bubba 199 tomorrow.
I don't think it's Blitz. I think it was Anna did something. So I think Anna may have been.
See,
like,
Blitz tries to really make it look over the top negative, and she tries to too. But Blitz is a better fucking, you know, like rob a bank guy than she is. Blitz can hold water. She can't.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Blitz will keep the deepest of darkest fucking secrets to the grave. That's why I think he's employed here.
I know a lot of secrets that I don't tell anybody.
I like secrets.
That I don't tell anybody.
Okay.
Thin dick replaced pig dick. Blitz is not thin dick. It's,
no, my dick's not thin.
It's like a Celsius can.
What the hell is Celsius?
Celsius.
He's got like a Johnsonville dick.
Oh.
It's a big old meaty bratwurst. With I'll a go, fucking bulbous type head.
Okay.
I mean, it was just like when I saw it was just like this. Yeah.
Have you seen Lummies?
I mean,
your dick was kind of like doing
I'm asking.
Like, your dick was like doing like a Superman deal, Blitz, when I saw it. Was like,
well, it did have a cape.
Oh, my God.
Lummy, I've never seen yours.
I got that giant S on it as well.
No.
Lummy, get.
You've only seen a soft.
Lummy, do you have a, you know what we should, nah. We can do
what should we do, Bubba?
No.
Let's work this idea out together.
No,
this
Anna, because why don't you stop squirreling what Bubba, what you were trying to get to here?
That something in with Blitz and I happened?
Yes.
Well, I
want to
know what they saw.
What I was thinking is, should we do name that dick and we take pictures of all of our dicks?
What?
And then we let Anna try to distinguish what dick goes with what picture.
I'm not playing that game.
Name that dick.
No, I'm not playing that game.
Okay, I'm not. Blitz, it's why I wasn't even going to blurt it out. I knew it was a bad idea.
But Anna wants to get off of her, so.
What?
She's trying to get off her topic.
No, we're not. We can talk about it. They were saying that they were going to send screenshots to Bubba.
Yeah, JJ said
I didn't see anything. Paper Tiger said, I don't know about that, but they need to get together and just fucking stop getting over it. Big Red said, reviewing the tape now. Creatine Travis, they just need to start dating and quit fucking faking. And Iggy said, I know, but I'm pleading the fifth. Iggy, really? You're going to have... Iggy, aren't you a part of the Bubba Click? Clem Click? Isn't he Clem's Club?
Outwardly, he might be.
Oh.
Oh, you know what? I'll ask Wizzy, and Wizzy will cut him off on the puss if he tells a lie.
Well, I'm not saying he's lying.
No, I'm just saying. He's a Clem's clicker, clear to the core, my friend. Nobody wants to be in the cellulous can Blitz get click.
Cellulous.
Lummy, could you show me a picture of your penis?
I don't want to keep it.
I just want to glance at it. Then I can do a comparison of you and Blitz.
Well, Blitz is bigger, but I don't have one.
Why don't you just
show
him?
Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, Bob, how you doing?
You're late. How about that?
I'm trying.
Bitch. No, you're not.
At least my butthole's intact.
Everybody shut up. Yeah, both of you, shut up. Hello.
That was appropriate.
Good.
What you've got over there is two emotionally deranged, damaged, stunted people that have been tiptoeing around each other for like 6 months and are too daft to actually figure out how to make some sort of weird, dysfunctional relationship work between them.
Sir, I don't know who the fuck you are, but you nailed it. Like, I really don't know. Like, you know, like, not 96.4% of the shit that comes over my phone is stupid. But my God, fucking buddy, could you say it one more time? Because I think you absolutely just fucking Freuded the shit out of this. Go ahead, sir.
You have two emotionally damaged people that are afraid to be vulnerable and deal with each other, so they can't be in a relationship because they'd have to tiptoe around and they wouldn't want to catch the shit in the heat on air. And they wouldn't know how to, they're too dysfunctional, both of them, especially in conjunction, to make a relationship work.
Exactly. That's exactly, I mean, but meanwhile, they
couldn't
should, but meanwhile, they should, meanwhile, don't you agree, sir, having, you know, obviously, you know, the show and the dynamic, that they should just try it, like agree to understand that it's fucking awkward and it probably is freaking some, but they should just try it.
at least go on a date, you know, out of the spotlight, not for the show, just go on an organic,
like lie to us,
naturally occurring date.
Anna, by the way, is playing with her hair right now.
I'm braiding it.
Yeah, which means a girl starts playing with her hair when she's, you know.
Well, I told her I like to braid it.
She's turned on, isn't she, right? Isn't she, buddy?
Exactly.
Hey, thank you so much, buddy. Thank you, for real.
Absolutely, sir.
Who are you?
Blitz's brother.
I'm Buffalo.
No, hold on. This is Creepy Guy.
That's right. It's Buffalo Bill.
Yeah, this is one of the creepy guys.
All right, Buffalo Bill. We love you, buddy.
The Suspenders guy. Remember Suspenders guy, Bubba?
I like Blitz's brother better.
No, that's Suspenders guy.
Well, okay. Whoever the fuck it is, he's got it figured out. He's in this part of this equation, too. He's as weird as you two fuckers are. You're very nervous right now, Anna. Anna, I did not know the topic of this was going to... I didn't know what the fuck... I originally started this whole shit up and mad at Tyler. Now I'm not even mad at Tyler right now. I'm so
welcome. You're welcome, Tyler.
I'm so engrossed into this deal. Anna, I'm really not trying to make you feel uncomfortable. Please don't
think. I like feeling comfortable. It's my MO.
Papa. Would you guys go on a date? Like, can I just fucking ask?
You can ask, but I don't want to date anybody I work with. I think that's a bad idea.
And I don't think that he necessarily wants to date anybody that he wants to work with.
It always ends in a mess.
It's already a fucking mess.
I know. But it'll
get worse.
It's
a mess before it started.
It'll get worse. It's happened to me before.
Awkward,
you date someone at work?
The awkwardness is a mess. The awkwardness is a mess. You're awkward. I think deep down you kind of like him. He fucking likes you. Fuck.
Okay, but the thing is that it at work, it's going to get awkward because if something privately happens, they say that, you know,
we're in the awkward business.
It's not going to come on the air and everything's going to be fine.
Lummi, what business are we in?
We're in the awkward business. We're in the awkward business.
We're in the fucking awkward business.
I don't want to live in the awkward business.
You are awkward. You live it every day.
I know.
Everybody shut up. She doesn't want to do it.
We should put up a fan poll. Should they just fucking date?
No, I don't think she doesn't just want a fucking date. She wants to get.
I latch on.
She's a latcher. Fucking bitch is like a leech. You can't even burn her off with a cigarette lighter.
Yeah. Is that what you do?
I got a torch.
Blitz fucking choked up his. That's what you do when you supposedly get a leech on your foot. You get a cigarette lighter out and burn your foot off.
Have you done that too?
You burn your foot off. Yeah. That's how you get rid of the leech on your foot.
You stick your fucking whole foot in gas and you fucking flame it up, and that leech is long gone. But so is your foot.
Have you ever done that to Crick before to get her out of bed?
Burn her foot off. Listen, here's the deal.
Have you burned a chick?
No.
No, Weirdies had Coco and Blitz would like carry him out.
No, like I don't you don't understand, Anna. There's no exceptions to my shit. Like if you're my girl and I kind of like you and we're fucking and there's no titles and we're hanging out and we're watching Netflix together.
Yeah.
I might hold you for like a little bit.
How long?
Like a minute or two, maybe four max. But after that, I'm going to build a whole big wall of pillows between us. No, yes.
I might need you to hold me like a baby.
No,
I've requested that
You might
before.
Need to go home. Have you been drinking too much? Can I call you a cab? Please, get the fuck
I've
out of
asked
here.
That before.
What?
For a guy to hold me like a baby.
And did you say Papa it? Too? I would say, listen.
Oh, my God, he did.
Here's what I would say.
Oh, my God, sick fuck.
Bubba.
What?
She fucking called him Papa.
Hold on.
That is sick, you sick demented.
Remember that girl from Orlando?
What?
Bubba. Bubba, I held her like a baby.
Did she call you Papa too?
What am I missing here?
Fucking Anna was calling some guy she was having sex with.
No, I didn't call him Papa. The whole time. I just was like, hey, can you hold me like a baby?
And called him Daddy.
No, I didn't. I didn't ask him. I didn't call him Daddy. I pretended. No. Never mind. But
you really what? What'd you pretend?
I did that to that girl that I dated from Orlando, Papa.
You guys have more in common than you even think. Blitz would be more than honored for you to hold you like a baby and for you to say Papa. Now hold on, as fucked up as this is, and as think that you got a guy right here that's literally 8 feet from you between some you and a guy that's Papa.
No, I don't want to call. I don't want to.
What'd you make
Papa.
Him do then?
No, I didn't do anything. I was kidding.
The Papa thing? Fucking no. That does, no.
What did you make him
called,
do?
I like being called Big Daddy. Like, I don't.
No. She did something really fucking insane.
You think?
What did you make him do? Plutz, would you do it? Do you know it?
I have no idea. Probably not.
No, I was joking around, but
no, you weren't. Was it diaper playing?
No.
Yeah, that's gross.
You're with a guy and you pooped your pants.
Whoa.
And you made him clean it up.
No.
She said, I have to make urine, and he kept tickling her.
Well, that happened clean in real life with him.
I was just, he was holding me like a baby, and then I pretended that I was like
breastfeeding.
Yeah, like he was breastfeeding me.
Oh, is that the guy from the minivan?
Did you suckle on his nipple?
No, but I like just made the noise. I went,
yeah, fucking you weird.
Did you go, pa-pa.
It's a papa, but I did do that. I went, and he said, what the fuck are you doing? I said, nothing. Just kidding.
Blitz would get his cellulose can, would be turned into two cellulose cans if you did the papa deal on him.
No, not the papa deal.
Oh.
Just the breast
sucking?
That's
not cool. Yes, that's cool.
Well, I've had a girl suck. You know,
that's what I'm saying. That's fine.
Wow, you held her like a baby?
No, I wasn't holding her like a baby. I might have been on top of her. I don't know.
I just wanted to be held like a baby.
If a girl did suck my tit and goes, I would be like, whoa, I'm into some real dark shit. Like, if you want to bring your sister or some mom or something, but maybe my best friend can join in. But man, I don't want you to suck my tit and call me pamper.
I didn't actually suck his tit. I just pretended to.
Do it once.
He did it to you. She did it to you in the kitchen.
He said, what the fuck?
He didn't say papa. Hello?
There's something weird.
I think
here.
This show's the only place you can be real. I think you're a fake and a fraud outside of this show. Hello?
Hey, Bubba.
Yeah. Hey, David Hernandez. How's it
it's
going?
David Hernandez.
Hey, are you out of the hospital?
Yeah, I'm in the rehab center now.
Are you going to be okay?
Yeah, they've been doing a lot of blood tests and everything to see what my diabetes is doing to me.
Are you going to make it? Because Will said it was kind of serious.
Yeah, it is very serious. Both of my parents have diabetes and everything.
How old are you, David?
I'm 40. I just turned 43 on the 13th of February.
Now, are they saying that it's manageable and that you're going to be all right or no?
Yes, it is. I have to take insulin.
And how much longer are you going to be in the hospital? Because I don't know that we can come to the hospital and see you.
No, I don't know. I don't know how long I'll be in here, Bubba, but maybe when I get out.
No, when you get out, certainly, and when you feel up to it, yeah. We're going to come over and see you, buddy.
Yeah, because I've been very depressed, you know, and I can't really listen to the show.
Well, if you take your shirt off, Anna will maybe suckle on your nipple. I'll call on your papa. Wow. I mean, you know, that might take your insulin later.
Will that make you feel better?
Hi, Anna.
Hi.
I didn't think she was allowed to go with us, Bubba.
Oh, yeah, she can
no,
go.
No, I can't. I'm going. There's going to be snacks.
Yeah,
no.
She can come with.
Thank you.
I want Anna to come because I didn't really like her at first, but now she's wearing on me, and I love her.
I know the feeling.
And I love all of you. And
we love you. We love you too, my friend. And we'll be there. You know, come see you when you're able to have friends.
Yeah, because I really need friends and family now, Bubba, because I've been very depressed lately, and
You're getting better though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, good.
All right, David Hernandez. David Hernandez, when you get home and you're able for us to come see us, blow a call until it's
okay.
Yeah,
we're pulling for you, brother.
Okay, love you guys.
Love you too.
Love you too.
Thank you, David. I got it right here. Go to 924-35.
Country Girl 92, 2,000 bits.
Anna is biting her finger and looking right at Blitz.
Mm. Hold on. Was I in the studio or no?
Yes.
I don't know. And then Nash goes, nailed it. It's what I saw, too. She's deep down a nasty.
I'm not a nasty.
Yeah,
and then Iggy says, I didn't see anything as well, but it's so obvious. Grab assin' and all. Blitz looks at her with a twinkle in his eye. I know.
Greg from Canada, 1,000 bits.
I have to pee. Can I make urine, please?
I thought you went before the show.
Go. Just leave. Go get in your car and get the fuck out of here.
What?
I don't give a fuck what you do. I'm getting right. Actually... I'm getting ready to kind of end the show. That's kind of like, you just...
Well, let her go pee.
You just disrupted the whole thing. We were on to something. Go ahead. By the time you get back, we're probably over, okay? Great. Thanks for ruining it.
I want to see this fucking 928-27, whatever the hell they're talking about.
You're the fucking guy.
Well, I missed it when I was there.
You're the fucking guy.
There's going to be Porter Johnson out later and...
You know what? You watch 924-35 will mysteriously disappear and not be available.
Toronto Terry! 10!
Where the oh, that's not Tampa Terry. No. That's the original. That's the good Terry,
that's
right?
That's the skinny Terry.
Not a lot of good Terrys. One-eyed.
Right.
Tampa, but Toronto.
Oh, there's
Terry.
An update with that, by the way.
Oh, yeah, there's a, yeah.
What?
So.
Am I that? Okay.
Should we say it on the air? Yeah. Yeah.
It's not bad.
No, it's not. So, Lummy got a hold of the person that had the hard drive. Well, One-Eyed Terry. Let's be honest.
Oh, and he said he sent it to Randy.
Right.
And Randy, I trust Randy more than
and Terry. Randy says that is true, and he has one.
Yeah.
Oh, he does?
Yeah.
He's but just... what's on it is not much. And that's kind of what I suspected to begin with, because it's the only thing Terry really did was do, you know, he took the tapes we had here and was digitizing them.
And that's what...
he doesn't have the archives.
And that's what Randy said. Yes. That's all he was doing.
So yes. We still have all the archives?
As long as Russ does.
Oh, from Raw.
Yeah. But we don't have anything else, though.
Yeah.
But Terry sent that to Randy. I guess Randy still has that.
Well, let's get that when he gets back.
And Randy said that he'll get it back to us.
And more importantly, guys, before we say goodbye, so Blitz, I might even play AC/DC Long Way to the Top because it'll be a fucking copyright infringement, won't it?
Yeah.
For if we were to convert this over to a YouTube Jones?
Right.
It's fucking ridiculous.
Hey.
On his back.
Sorry,
What? We're getting ready.
It said the worst thing you can do when you have a bladder infection is to hold it because it makes the bacteria worse.
Right. When your secret lover has used cheap coconut oil.
I don't use cheap coconut oil.
Debt. You got to go to bed thinking about it. You wake up thinking about it. Here's the truth. The system traps you in debt. High-interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. And don't forget insane inflation. That keeps you stuck paycheck to paycheck. Done with Debt is your lifeline. Done with Debt has an ingenious new strategy to help you erase your debt faster and easier than you ever thought was possible. Done with Debt analyzes all the debt options you qualify for. They know how to reduce your bills. They know how to get interest rates cut. Their skilled staff of negotiators know how to get the debt out of your life permanently, without bankruptcy and without a loan. Done with Debt are the experts in brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. But you need to hurry because some debt solutions are time sensitive. So here's how easy they make it. Go to donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. Again, donewithdebt.com.